Transformation Syracuse is pleased to announce that internationally recognized prophet Chuck Pierce will be in Syracuse on Sunday night, May 6th at 6 p.m. The meeting will be held at Believer's Chapel in Cicero. For additional information, please visit transformationsyracuse.org or call 315-395-9674.
Healing Rooms of Greater Syracuse is an organization that regularly sees God do miraculous things. We had a lady come in for prayer with her husband. It was her husband who was receiving prayer. And yet, her neck was completely healed. She was able to have full range of motion in her neck without any pain whatsoever. What's amazing is she had a steel plate in her neck with 8 titanium screws and clamps and couldn't move her head to the right in 5 years. She had full range of motion. She was off all pain medication. And all she did was come in with her husband and sit in the presence of God. When you're in a believing environment, God does miraculous things. So if you need a touch from God or you know someone who needs God's touch, please come in for healing prayer. We've seen God do all kinds of miraculous things. You can read some of the testimonies online at healingsyracuse.com. So if you need a touch from God or you know someone who needs God's touch, please come in for healing prayer. Even medical studies confirm the power of prayer. Doesn't your doctor send you to a specialist for specific medical problems? Then why not include Jesus Christ, the great physician, in your list of specialists and come in for healing prayer?
Please visit the Healing Rooms of Greater Syracuse on Thursdays from 3 to 8 p.m.
We're located at 526 Old Liverpool Road in Liverpool, New York.
For detailed directions, please call 315-395-9674 or visit our website at healingsyracuse.com.
In 1915, the lightning of God hit Spokane. Over the next 5 years, 100,000 people were healed of every imaginable disease. A group of believers headed by Reverend John G. Lake leased space in a downtown Spokane office building and, following the instructions of Jesus Christ found in the Bible, began to pray for the sick. Thousands were miraculously healed. Cancer tumors literally fell from some. Others threw down their crutches and wheelchairs as the healing power of Jesus restored twisted and deformed limbs. By 1920, Spokane was declared the healthiest city in the world. The power of God is healing the sick again, and He can heal you. We invite you to stop by or visit our website.
Hi, I'm Rod Howard, and let's begin this program once again with some incredible testimonies. On the line, Julia West from Kamiyai, Idaho. You've suffered with some difficulty in your hips for a while.
Yes, they were smashed 3 different times in my work career, and I'd suffered daily. The pain that I had was severe. It would sometimes my leg would turn numb if I, you know, worked all day scaling. I scaled logs, mill yards, and cruise timber. I worked in the woods. It would get so I couldn't put weight on it or lift my leg at the end of the day.
Now, you heard about the healing rooms at some point in time. How'd you hear about the healing rooms?
Through my sister, her and I went to the healing rooms in Spokane. Jesus healed my hips.
When they were praying for you, did you experience anything in particular?
Yes, I did. My body got real weak, and I almost fell, and I could feel heat in that hip. And then I almost fell over. I could just feel heat and movement. I could feel movement in that part of my hip pelvis bone that was hurting.
For the last 3 months, you've had almost no pain.
Correct.
Thank you, Julia. That's a great testimony. We have time today for another testimony. On the line is Sherry Gestern of Donnelly, Idaho. Sherry, you came into the healing rooms some time ago with some fairly severe back and neck pain. Can you tell me about that?
Yes, I had an accident 25 years ago, and I ended up with a whiplash injury, and it had been a problem with my neck for 25 years. That's one area that the Lord healed. I have not had a problem since I have been to the healing rooms. God has totally healed my neck. And then about 3 years ago, I was lifting an item and hurt my back, and it had been an ongoing problem for 3 years. And the Lord also healed my back. I have not had the problem with the pain that I'd had in the past. It's gone.
Prior to this, were you under chiropractic care or doctor's care?
Yes, I saw a chiropractor every other week. I have not been to the chiropractor since I was at the healing room.
And this has been a daily, ongoing thing for you?
Yes. Absolutely.
Can you kind of describe the kind of pain you were having?
My neck would come out of place, and it would cause headaches and neck aches, and I don't have a problem with those anymore. And my back would just plain hurt all the time, and the chiropractor would put it back into place and do some muscle relaxants, and I don't have to go to him anymore.
Now, when you first came into the rooms, can you describe what happened?
Oh, first of all, you know, I stepped off the elevator, and I sat down. I had brought another a friend with me, and she was the reason I came to the healing room, so I wasn't intending to go in myself. But as I sat there, within 5 minutes, I knew the Holy Spirit was there. I couldn't even read because I could just feel the power of God going through my body. I would call it fuzzing through my body, and I could just feel the manifestation. So I just put down my book and relaxed and was praying. When it was my turn to go into the rooms, the ladies came and came and got me and went in, and they asked what I wanted prayer for, and I told them, and then they began praying. And you could feel God working through my body.
So you noticed a physical sensation then. Can you describe that?
Just a warmth going through my body. I mean, you know something is different and something is going on, and the only thing you can attribute it to is the Holy Spirit.
Okay, and so your pain left right there on the spot?
Yes, but you know, I had a battle going home. The pain was gone when I left the building. By the time I was in the car and headed home, which is a five-hour drive, the farther I got away from Spokane, the worse the pain got. And it was a battle mentally to speak the word of God, to combat it. And when I finally got home, it was all gone. And I have not had a problem since.
What an incredible testimony. How can you hear these things that God is doing without being stirred? Cal Pierce is here again. And Cal, we're talking about roadblocks to healing. We've covered unforgiveness, lack of knowledge, not discerning the Lord's body. And now a thing that really is a fairly predominant doctrinal issue with people, and that is healing for all?
Yes, and this is a roadblock that comes through an improper understanding of the provision for healing. You know, to say healing is not for all would be to also say that salvation is not for all. When you go to Isaiah 53:6, and it says the iniquity of us was put upon Jesus, and there we get our salvation. Verse 4 in the Hebrew says, Jesus, he bore our sickness, carried our pain, by his stripes we were healed. How can we get the all provision out of Isaiah 53:6 for our salvation, but we can't get the all provision out of Isaiah 53:4 for our healing? See, the provision is for every person, but not every person is going to choose to have it. Not every person will choose to be saved, but the provision is still for every person. Not every person will be healed because they don't choose to take healing from the atonement, because they don't have that proper understanding to apply it to themselves. So, you know, that provision in the atonement is for every person, but not every person is going to get saved. Not every person is going to be healed, because of the free will of man. You know, if it was just up to God and he was a dictator, he would just go through and save the whole world and heal the whole world. But when he gave his son to make this provision, he gave his son freely for us to choose because of his love for us. A dictator just dictates. You know, how can you have love? And love has to come through the free will. We have to choose to love our spouse. We have to choose to love God. What kind of a love relationship would there be if we were required to do it? And the provision of what that great love provided through Jesus was given to us to choose, because that's the kind of relationship God wants to have with us. So, you know, if healing is not for all, and we think that way, then how are we going to pray healing for any? See, how would you know who to pray for? If you prayed for the wrong one and they're supposed to not get healed, then you would be coming against God's will. See, that would be like saying, well, if salvation's not for all, then I could only pray for some for salvation, but not for everyone. We pray for everyone for salvation, because the Lord tells us in his word what his will is for all, that none should perish, all should come to repentance. That is his will for every person, and we need to impart that to every person for salvation. He tells us what his will is in Isaiah 53:4. We need to impart that to every person, so every person will have an equal opportunity to receive salvation and healing. It's for every person.
Okay, we have people that will sometimes say, Well, what about my uncle who had this terminal illness, and he prayed, he did all the right things, and he died anyway? Doesn't that prove that healing is not for all?
No, it doesn't change the provision in the Word. We have to be very careful with that, because what happens is we look at the circumstances in the world and we look at the circumstances in people's lives, and we try to measure the Word by that, and we try to reestablish the meaning of the Word based on circumstances that exist in the church. It needs to be the other way around. The provision of the Word needs to change the circumstances of the church. How do we know exactly what is in the heart of a person who is contending and yet getting taken out by the enemy? You know, we fight a great battle. And I think the church, what happens is we don't embrace healing as the army of God. In unity, there's power. One to put 1,000 to flight, the Bible says, to 10,000. Well, what happens is sometimes we get people that are contending on the front line, but everyone else is kind of standing back, not quite sure, because they have doubt and unbelief as to healing. But yet that warrior on the front line gets taken out, overrun by the enemy. You know, God is wanting to bring the whole body up to the same place so that there will be power in that unity to destroy this work of sickness. After all, Jesus said, "I came to destroy the work of the enemy," and sickness comes from the enemy.
Well, if God's Word says that he's not willing that any should perish, but all should come to a knowledge of Jesus, and you've known someone who has apparently died without knowing Jesus, I mean, you would have to say then, based on that other argument, that it must not be God's will that everyone be saved. And that what you're doing is you're changing God's Word based on experience rather than the other way around.
Yes, we need to be so filled with the Word and the understanding of the Word that nothing will change us from that. No circumstance of man will change us from the provision of God. God is trying to change the condition of the world. We have a tendency to look at the condition of the world or the condition of the church and try to use that to determine the meaning of the Word, and that's not the way it should be. The Word is here to change the world and everything in it, so that the world and everything in it lines up with the Word. That's God's.
So this really affects both sides of the issue, both the person that is wondering whether healing is for all because they need healing for themselves, and also the person that would be praying for the sick person if they have doubt that healing is for all.
Yes. The person praying for the sick needs to have a proper understanding of healing. You know, you cannot have faith and doubt and unbelief existing in the same person at the same time. One will cancel out the other. So if you're trying to pray for the sick and you have doubt in your heart, then that cancels out the power. How can you have power that comes through the Word when you have doubt and unbelief? The Word is powered by our faith. It's the faith is the substance of things hoped for, or the very seed of the provision that needs to come forth. So it's very important that not only the faith be built up in the believer who is sick, but also faith in those who are praying for the sick. And the church needs to come into that understanding and begin to equip the body so that we can provide this power for healing that comes through the Holy Spirit through the church to every person and give every person an opportunity. And, you know, sometimes when we say is healing for all, some folks begin to get a little bit confused here, because they think, well, we're saying that everyone is going to be healed, and we would not say, well, everyone is going to get saved, you know, because of our free will. But I'll tell you what, I'm going to press in to get everyone I can saved. I'm going to press in to get everyone I can healed. I'm not going to hold back or withdraw what the provision of the Word is only because there are some who question it. You know, I will not allow circumstances to dictate the Word to me. The Word needs to begin to dictate how circumstances need to be changed to line up with that provision.
And as we come into a greater and greater understanding of that, and we begin to stand on God's Word, this program will be more testimonies than teaching.
That's right. That's right. Amen.
All right. We're out of time today. Thanks, Cal.
Bless you.
For healing prayer, please visit the Healing Rooms of Greater Syracuse on Thursdays from 3 to 8 p.m. We're located at 526 Old Liverpool Road in Liverpool, New York. For detailed direction, please call 315-395-9674 or visit our website at healingsyracuse.com. If there's anything too hard for God, will God meet your needs? Let's ask Him.